If you have your Bible, 2 Timothy, the fourth chapter. So in 2 Timothy chapter 4, starting in verse 6, it says, Paul here writing to Timothy, his last letter to Timothy, says, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, not to me only, but to them also that love his appearing." Now, as Paul is writing this last letter, he shares with Timothy his desire that Timothy come to him quickly, because Paul does know that he is at the end of his life. In the beginning of this passage here, we see how Paul muses about his death by comparing it to a drink offering. Numbers, the 15th chapter, actually discusses drink offerings. They also referred to as libations as well. And they would be given at a time of burnt offering. And so here in this writing that Paul is sharing, there's a lot of symbolism. But when I was reading this earlier this week, it was the end of verse 8 that really kind of grabbed my attention. So in 2 Timothy 4, 8, let's focus on that, especially that last part. "Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day." Notice this. "And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." Do you see that? As Paul is discussing the crown of righteousness that's laid up for him, one of several crowns that those who are followers of Christ will get, Revelations 2:10 talks about the crown of life. 1 Peter 5:4 talks about a crown of glory. But Paul does take the time to share not that this is a crown for him alone. It's a crown for all of us who love his appearing. We can all share in this crown. In fact, Paul shared in his first letter to those at Corinth, to the Christians there, how to get that crown. You're familiar, 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, starting verse 24. "Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do not get a crown that they do it to get a crown that will not last. But we do it to get a crown that will last forever." Now, why this is such an interesting passage and why it grasped me is because we're here. A time of communion, sharing together. But to do what? To remember, to memorialize until he comes again. As Paul is writing this crown of righteousness for those who love his appearing, that's what we're doing. We're waiting, and we are hoping, and cannot just, you know, we just want it to happen quickly. We want him to appear. It's our desire. It's our love. Because we know that when he comes, there is a crown of righteousness. So as we are gathered here today, as we remember the sacrifice of Christ, we do it together. As we're here today to remember the forgiveness of our sins, we do it together. And as we're gathered here today, we do it together to remember that Jesus is coming back, and when he comes back, we get to share with Paul in a crown of righteousness that's waiting for us. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for your blessing. And Father God, we are so grateful that as Paul shared with us, that he has a crown of righteousness waiting for him, as his life will soon be required, that Lord God, we come to remember the death of Christ, but to know that when we shall see his appearing, there's a crown of righteousness waiting for us, just as it was waiting for Paul. And we remember that this day. We are grateful for that. Father God, we are so thankful for the love, the compassion that you show upon us, the mercy and grace that we find through your Son, Jesus Christ, so that we can share in that righteousness and receive our crown one day. We thank you and we praise you and we love you in Christ Jesus. Amen.